Palin is scheduled to be back in Alaska tomorrow. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the Alaska Republican Party is holding a campaign rally in Fairbanks to welcome her home.
It'll be Sarah Palin's first visit to Alaska since being named John McCain's running mate last month and her first solo appearance on the campaign trail. Alaska Republican Party spokesman McHugh Pierre says the governor is expected to speak for about an hour, beginning at around 7 p.m. inside a hangar at the Fairbanks Airport.
She's going to fly right in Fairbanks International, pull up to our hangar, get out, be greeted by some locals, and then come in and address the crowd. We are so pumped that she's coming back home.
It'll be a long day for Governor Palin. The McCain-Palin website has the candidates scheduled for a morning rally in Fairfax, Virginia, Wednesday. Pierre says Palin will be traveling to Alaska aboard a chartered campaign jet.
It's not a personal luxury jet. It's much like you see John McCain flying in. It's the size of a 737. It has all of her staff on there, the campaign staff. There's Secret Service on there. There's a bunch of folks involved. Much more than anything we've experienced at the state level.
Pierre says the event is a fundraiser for the McCain-Palin campaign, but is open to the public. Those who want to attend are being asked to park at the Carlson Center beginning at 3:30 in the afternoon to ride shuttle buses to the rally. It's unclear where the governor will go after the Fairbanks event. Pierre says a similar rally is being considered for Anchorage, but that Palin is scheduled to be back in Fairbanks again Thursday to attend an afternoon deployment ceremony at Fort Wainwright for the 1st Stryker Brigade. The governor's 21-year-old son, Track, is part of the 4,000-member combat team, which is heading to Iraq. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.